So we're a couple of minutes off from the Aleph. It's Mahu Levata. Where is it? Yeah, it's like, I don't know, third of the way down the page, halfway down the page. Torah is the first word on the line. Torah is the first word on the line. Oh, I mentioned I made you the Ramban. Now let's leave it go. Let's just do this. Did you guys work on the Ramban?
That's good.
Okay, so we'll leave the Ramban. So this is like this. So there's a Levi grabbed matanos. Okay, he grabbed the matanos. What does it mean he grabbed the matanos? How exactly did he do that? So Rashi tells us, they had the kids who used to, I guess, bring the Zerah Chaim Akeva to the Kohen. Right? It's a kid's job. Carrying around the belly of a cow, or, you know, whatever the kids do. So, the society was different then. Okay? Certainly was different. And then, Chutzpah Midayim, so this lady would grab it from the kid's hands. It's like taking innards from a cat, from a baby. That's how the saying used to go. And they had to be modernized, you know. Okay? So he would take them from the kid. Okay, that's what he used to do. So that was the lady.
Excuse me, where are we?
Kuflam and Aleph and Aleph. So now the third of the way down the page. So, Asu Amrulai. Asu is the first word in the line now. Asu Amrulai. Rav. So they came and they told Rav on him. Yeah, they told Rav. So, fine. I told Rav. Amar lo. So Rav said to him, Lo mistayed lo shaklinu minay. It's not enough that we don't take from him. Ela michtachna vichatav. And not only that, he wants to grab them himself. So one thing, in theory, he should even have to give matanos. But he doesn't. So it's one thing, fine, we'll let him off the hook there and let him not give matanos. But who does he think he is? He's taking the matanos? Okay, Rashi. Lo mislay, lo da'ay, because you shocher is behemto, in a kofin also lasses matanos the coin. Acher, it's not enough that when he shechts his animal, we don't force him to give his matanos to a different coin.
Why is
so
he coin
acher? I know he's not a coin. I know he's a lady. I know. Right? It's not enough. Ela michtof na michatov. He wants to grab it. Okay. What's the deal? Right? Be happy with the fact that we don't force you. Now you want to become a recipient of the matanos? Right? Apparently if he was a Kohen, it would be one thing. Fine, let him grab it. The fact that he's beating up the kids, whatever. So they're not worried about that exactly. It doesn't seem, it's not this story. Maybe there's other stories about that. But this story, you're not worried about beating up the kids. This is more just worried about who do you think you are? You're a Levi. Right? So the Gemara asks, so something contradictory here. Right? Something contradictory here in this story. Right? Because why aren't we making him forgive matanos? I mean, he kind of realizes, oh, apparently I'm pater matanos. So I guess I'm one of the guys. I'm like one of the, in this regard, I'm like a going. Right? Why else am I not? Right? Why else am I not doing it? I'm like a matanos. Apparently I'm like the Gohanim. So then why should then I can go? Right, now what's the deal? What's the deal? What kind of, that's kind of what these words come from. Like Mar asks us. Rav, where's the, just lost my place. Rav, Iigram. So the Gemara was Rashi explains him all that. My daite damar lo mestai de la shaklina minay. The mashra shahini chom l'chafal. He says, what's the deal? It's, not only don't we force you. What do you mean don't we force you? I mean, is he chayv or is he potter? Like, what kind of way of talking is that? You should be happy that we don't force you. What do you mean we don't force you? Am I chayev, my potter? From chayev, so then why don't you force me? And if I'm potter, then what do you mean I should be happy you don't force me? I'm potter, I don't do with it. It's like a funny way of speaking. It's not enough for him that we don't force him? What is it? This doesn't even make sense. So Mar says, Iyakriyam, if he's called the Am, because the Pasuk says, Zemishbadakonim, this is the Mishbadakonim, the Esa Am, from the Am, Esa Chazabach. From the slaughterers of, you know, slaughterings. So, from the Am. So, who gives it the Am? So the question is a Levi part of the Amanah? The Am is the nation. So the question is he considered the Am? So if he's considered the Am, if he's part of the Am, Levi is part of the Am. So Mishkal Nami Lishkal Minayu. So then you should take from him, right? Because the Alpha is Am has to do it. So why don't we take it from him? The Elohikri Am. Then if he's not considered the Am, right? He's not considered the Am. So then Rachmana Patrenda. Zarabatan, what do you mean? What does Rav say? Oh, it's enough that we don't take it from you. What do you mean? Zarabatan? Father's father? So, what kind of way of speaking is this that Rav's talking? Rashi, Igriam, Eshkomine, Dhamis, Hamis, Chazuiksa. Eloigriam, and if he's not considered Amrachon of Patre, who might be Vusav dealing away? It's not like we're doing him a favor. What favor are we doing him? Torah is his father. Right? So, either he's Chayev, then we should force him, or he's Patre, then he's Patre, then it's not like we're doing him a favor. Right? So it's more asking like on the semantics of what Rav is saying. Right? It's not really asking on why he should or shouldn't get it. He's more just saying, what's Rav's point? Rav is kind of getting a dick. So not that we're doing you this favor that we're not taking from you. It's another thing for you now to try to take yourself. He says, what favor? There's no favors in Allah. Either you chayv and take and pay away your pata, then it's not a favor, you pata. Right?
Do we normally force other people? Like, is that the,
yeah, I guess so. I guess so. Yeah, it seems that way, right? I mean, you're kufin on mitzvahs asay, and I guess here you do. You're kufin a guy with tzedakah. Yeah, I guess you're kufin on this. Sounds that way.
It's funny that Rav even has like a two-part criticism. I mean, you should just say, would you take it?
I know. Hopefully we'll get to that. But right, I mean, we're kind of the right. Just say, what are you doing?
Right.
You're not coming. Like, what's this whole story? I know. But I guess the Gemara's first... The first attack of the Gemara is just, what's he talking about? What's the shot? Forget it. What do you mean? It's not enough. The whole thing just doesn't really make sense. But then you're right. We have to figure out what's this two parts. So either say you're not going, why are you getting Matanos? Just say that. Shouldn't that be his point? Right? All right, what's the whole storyline here?
Yeah.
That's the point. There's no room for favors in halacha. Right, what kind of thing is this? Rob's saying is it's enough that we're doing, isn't it enough for you that we're letting you not give? I mean, there's no such thing like that. Right, what kind of halachic statement is that? Yeah, if you want to say that you're going, you're not going, you don't deserve matan, that's fine, say that. Then it's enough said. What are you saying? We'll do you a favor now. It's,
If you're doing the favor for them, it's
like, yeah, doing right, exactly. Right, exactly. Yeah, doing a favor to him, you would have to go on him. It's true. It's true. It doesn't really make sense in that framework either. Even not with them, it doesn't make sense. But certainly here, you can't do a favor with someone else's money, right? It's true. Right. Okay. So that's what Mari asks. And implicit in here, by the way, is a question about whether Levim are considered the Am. Because the Pasuk says that the Matanos come from the Am. So the Mari wants to know is, does that include Levim? Are Levim part of the Am or Levim not part of the Am? Right, that's what we're specific about here. Right, that's the question. Is the Levi chayiv to the Matanos or not? Depends. Pasuk says the Am is chayiv. Is he part of the Am? Is he not part of the Am? So that's ultimately what we're going to have to define, right? Okay, so the Gemara side. It says, no, misafkalei, the yikriyam, he lo yikriyam. So Rav is not sure. That's the bottom line. That was misafkalei, lo Rav, mishem sveka, potulei, dem zoraya. So Rav basically is saying is we don't know. We're not sure. He wasn't sure whether Levim is part of the Am or not. So halachically, he can't be mechayev the Levim from giving, to give, because we don't know. Maybe they're potter. But maybe they're chayev. So it's like, you should be happy that you don't have to give. It's a safek, and it's true you were pottering you, but don't think like you're scot-free. There's really an argument to say a chayev, but... in terms of jurisdiction, we can't force you. That's all right. Can't force it. But realize that you don't think that you have nothing to do with Matanos and you're just a privileged guy. And we're not so sure. Maybe it would have been high of you. But certainly you can't take the Matanos. There's no argument that you're taking the Matanos. It's crazy. You just get to your head. You think, oh, I'm Potter, that's it. I'm titled, I'm privileged, I'm a big guy. I'm gonna get Matanos. You're not a big guy. You may even be chayev. Now we're not chayev you because it's a raya, but still don't get to go too far here.
I understand.
Just on a plain level, as the pasuk says, Zeya Mishpat Kohanim, So it's a mishpat that Kohanim get it from the Am. So the Torah doesn't say that the non-Am gets it.
Right.
The Torah says the Kohanim get it.
As part of Kohanim.
Well, it says Kohanim, and Kohanim is Kohanim. So there's nothing really which indicates. I mean, the Levi is making a mistake that he kind of is not, maybe he's not on the Pasuk or whatever, but he's just kind of looking at it saying, is, look, apparently there are the haves and the have-nots, people who give and the people who get. So if I'm not giving, it must be I get. But that's like a superficial thing. He's saying is, don't, you got to look into this thing.
Like
you
Kohanim
really, the Kohanim are the getters. Exactly.
The Levi just might not be givers.
Right, they may not be givers. But don't think, don't let the fact that you're not giving, you know, get you out of here or anything. You may be a giver. It's just a question whether there's an exemption or not on a Levi, but it doesn't mean you're going. You're not a going. No one's saying you're going. Don't think you're going. It's true, you don't give and Kohanim don't give, but totally different reasons. Kohanim don't give because they're the getters and not the givers. But the Levi is might even be a giver. It's just a question, maybe there's an exemption. If he's not a going. Right? So that's the resolution. There's the resolution, and that's the way they're on Boskins. It's straight up, and they won't ever resolve this one. Okay, it's that a Levi is Safek. Levim are Safek or the Chayav or not, so they basically don't give. Because they're not Chayav, you know, you can't force them to hold a Raya.
Can they?
Unresolved.
Like, would that be?
I guess, probably. I mean, you know, the question's never been asked before.
It's not like that would be the safer play. The safer play is to not enforce
that. Yeah, right. I guess so. That's because of the Raya. Since it's Dinei Mamonos, remember, so when you have a Safek, then it's Pater. Because you just have to answer to the Dinei Mamonos. And Dinei Mamonos, once it's a Safek, then you're Pater. Read the Rama. It's in Tas Chas. In Hilchos Bikurim, in Shamanas, Kuna, Shabigvon. Kohanim Levi'im, Turman Atamas. Shnemar Meisaham. Funny how he does this. He says, Kohanim Levi'im are pater from giving matanos because it says Nesam. Okay? So it sounds like he's paskening that Levi'im are not the Am and they're pater. Okay? V'safek heim ha-Levi'im imin b'chala Am amina. So it turns out the Levi'im are really a safek. I stopped early. Kohanim Levi'im are pater because it says Nesam. Oh, but by the way, the Levi'im are a safek whether they're part of the Am. The fikach einot l'mehem. Therefore, you don't take it. But then your question comes up. And not al ha-kohen, but let's say the kohen grabs it. He grabs it from him, then the yachzer.
Comes from who?
From the Levi. And then he'll say, listen, safek. So you can't take it back. I'll say, all right, now I'm the guy, right? I mean, it's not so simple. There's a whole machlokes about that, but, you know.
We can't force him to be able to take it back.
Right, we can't force.
We
can't
force him to give it, so we can't force the
exactly,
kohen to give it back.
Exactly, right, exactly. Because maybe he has to give it. So the Kohen's going to say, listen, I hold this knife. The same way you don't want to give it.
Okay.
I know, that's a problem. Is it kind of you know, promotes lawlessness, right? So, you know. Look, you know. Said it's a different society back then. You know. But it's a whole question about these things. The Ron asks that. Because Allah by Sabbath Bechor, I see the customer says, so Bechor doesn't work that way. If the Kohen grabs it, then you put it back. Okay, so it's also you. Talk about Kohen. Kohen grabs it. The Shach has a sefer called Takva Kohen. Stupid. Okay, it's about, I don't know what it's about. It's probably about this stuff. Yeah. I have it though. I was like cleaning out my grandfather, my maternal grandfather's house years ago. I just saw it. I'm like, cool. So I just put it. It's on my shelf. I never actually read it. Yeah, if it comes down to it, it's, but it's a sefer about. I think about this. Okay, so. I'll read you a little bit more anyways, because I think it may come up. When do we say that a Kohen is pater from giving matanos? V'shochei la'atzma. If he's slaughtering for himself. Aval Kohen tabach sheshochei u'mocher v'shok. If he's a butcher, and he's slaughtering animals and selling them on the market, mamtinu lo shtayim shalosh abasos. You will give him 2 or 3 weeks. Yikan ve'elech motzim mimeno matanos v'nosin en osin lekohen acherim. After 2 or 3 weeks, and he's an established butcher shop or whatever, then you take the matanos from him and you give it to other kohanim. Okay? In kava besam et bachayim limkar, if he sets up a storefront or whatever, imam tinlo, then you don't wait 2 or 3 weeks. El motzi'in mimenu miyad. You take it right away. Okay?
If he doesn't want to give it, you put him in chayram until he gives it. Okay, whatever. So even a kohen isn't always potter. Okay, he's not always potter. He's chayev if he becomes a butcher. But if it's just his own personal thing, then he's potter. Fine. But a levi, so the reason why they're potter is because it's am. So kohanim definitely are not the am. Question is whether levim are the am. Whether levim are chayev or they're potter. Do you say they're included in the am or not? So Jonah's question is this a universal question about whether they're the Am, or is it a particular question about this Matanos Manatskuna, whether they're chayav to give or not? The simple idea is like the Am has a connotation like the masses. There's like the leaders and then there's the Am. You know, like you don't say he's like the populace. Like the president isn't the populace, he's the president. You know, there's the leaders. So the Am is like the populace. And then there's the Kohanim. Right? The Kohanim, they're not part of the Am. They, of course, in a certain sense, you can say part of Klal Yisrael or whatever, but you don't refer to them as the Am. Like, is the president an American? Of course he's an American, but he's not the populace. It's a term, like, populace. Right? So, he's not, you know. Right. But, so the question sounds like you're saying it's Kohanim aren't part of that. The question is, are Levian part of it? Right, our Levian part of it. Okay. So, okay, so it's a pasuk. The pasuk is the Dvarim Yudcheskel. Okay, a few seconds there. It says, Zeya Mishpat HaKohanim Meis Am. So this is the Mishpat of the Kohanim from the Am. Meis Yom Chayazavach. From the slaughterers of the slaughterers. Slaughterings. Im Shorim Seh, whether it's a Shor or Seh. He gives to the Kohen these body parts. Reishis Degancha, beginning of his grain, Tiroshcha, Vizarecha, his oil and his wine, Reishis Geisoncha, Titenla, the beginning of his shearings. Kivo Bachar Hashem Alakecha, Mikol Shvatecha, Lamod Lisharis Vashem Hashem, Hu Vanav Kalayaman. Because God chose him to stand and to worship, you know, and to service Vashem Hashem for all the days. And therefore, right, that's why he's getting this stuff. Right? That's why he's getting this stuff. Right? And presumably that's why Levi isn't getting this stuff, right? Levi isn't the one who's really sort of. Well, not quite. I mean, this is tricky. I mean, he's not quite the Mesharis, but it's a kind of a Mesharis. That's the problem. So the Levium are sort of part of it, right? I mean, they're not quite doing Avodah. But they're involved in like assistance of the avoda. The question is whether it's local or not, right? So I naturally would say also local, okay, and that's how I learned, okay. And we could go that way, but the thing is a few weeks after I learned that way, I went further in the Gemara, and you know, and as it happens to be, it seems. Seems, I don't know if it's 100%, but it seems like the Gemara makes it universal. Okay? And I've been numbered down the line.
Gemara makes it what?
Gemara makes it universal. Kind of brings, expands the machlokas to later, to another case, which has nothing to do with this. Okay? And it kind of ties them together. Now, you know, you could say the Gemara changed, or, you know, it's not clear exactly how to go then. And even then, I'm not sure which way to go. Maybe it's a question in the Budim or something, and, you know. So, I'm not really sure. Not really sure how things, the chips will fall at the end. But I think I'm not really sure. So I'm torn. I'm torn at the end, and I'm torn now because, like, I would think in terms of methodology, the natural thing you do is to define it to learn locally. Even though it sounds like it's making a general reference, but it's like, it just sounds like it's too open-ended, and, you know, it seems like a question, a general, direct question here. Question by Matanos, right? So I guess we could, but we could try, I mean, we could try both, you know, we could try both of them. Let me just think. Okay, so we'll jump a little bit. Let's get some shot there. So, after the Gemara goes through a whole, you know, a few steps, someone tries to prove it one way or another way, right? Trying to prove, like, just like by Rav Chista, you know, trying to make a bunch of proofs. So it says Toshma. I'm on Kuf Lamed Aleph on base. It's I guess 2/3 of the way down. There's a star in the middle. Toshma Hashochet. Okay. It says like this: Tashma Shochet LeKohen Alavot Chav and Pater Menah Matanos. So if you shacht an animal on behalf of a Kohen, it's owned by a Kohen or a guy, so then you're Pater from giving the Matanos, right? Okay. So what's the deduction? Ha La Levi Elishal Chayev. Because if Levi is also Pater, it should have said Levi there. Right? It doesn't say that. It just says if you shacht it for a Kohen or for a guy, you're Pater. So it seems to be against Rav, because Rav was in doubt whether a Levi is chayv matanos or not. But this is a brisa, right? A Tana, just saying that implying that Levi would be chayv. So the Gemara says, no, lo tema Levi l'Yisrael chayv, elayma ha l'Yisrael chayv. No, the deduction, Levi is not part of the deduction. The deduction is only Yisrael. Aval a Levi my potter. So what do you have to say? So Levi is also a potter. So then why not list the Levi in the first case? You should say, if you shacht for a Levi or a guy, then you're potter. And I guess, or throw a coin in, or you'd already know, of course, if a Levi's potter, a coin's potter. Another problem. There's another brisa which is explicit. It says openly, if you shacht for a coin or a guy, you're a potter. You should be a shol or a Levi, a chayiv. I should put that one first, yeah? So that's a showstopper, right? Openly says Yishas Velevi, you're Potter, you're Chayev. So two of the Rav, so it's a knockout. So Rav is in doubt, but Rav's an Amora, and here you have a Raisa, which is openly resolving his suffix, right? It's funny because they say sometimes Rav Tana who Palik, Rav's a Tana. He's like he's a status, like he's like borderline. He's like a great Amora. He could argue with Tana somehow, but it could be here because he's in doubt. He's not, it's only he's holding Beshita, but he doesn't know. And there's a Bryce openly, so what do you end up for? It's an open Bryce. I guess Gemara says, no, I'm a little Rav, so it's not a knockout. Rav's going to say back, Tanoi, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. Turns out, you think making this, you have Bryce against me, but there's another Bryce. Turns out it's a Machlokas, it's an old Machlokas Tanoim. Titania, okay? Titania, different topic. Talking about what's Yom Kippurim. The chiper is mikdash hakodesh. So it's talking about the kaparas that the kohen is the kohen does do on Yom Kippur. The chiper is mikdash hakodesh. He's doing mechaper on the mikdash hakodesh self naiv lofnem. So he's a mechaper, and the vatsim mikmur is a chaper for the tumos that happened in the lofnaiv lofnem. Kodesh kedusha. Oh, ma'oed zahechal. So that olmoed is a reference to the echal for tumos that happened in the echal. Mizbeach kemashma. It's for tumos that happened on the mizbeach. Yechaper elu azaros. Okay, so the yechaper means for the azaros, the different azaros in the mikdash is mechaper for tumah that happened there. Kohanim kemashmo. It's a reference to the kohanim. Am hakol elu Yisrael. So then it says zivin mikdash gadush esol moiv esamaz beyechaper kohanim ve'am hakol. So am hakol. What does am hakol mean? The Am, the nation, here's the word Am, and the Kal, the congregation, Eli Yisrael. Yechaper is an extra word, Yechaper, who's that including? Elo Alevim. So Yechaper is saying it's a Mechaper for the Levim. So what does that imply? You have two separate things. You have Am HaKal, this is a Kapar for the Am, and then the Levim. Yechaper, so implies the Levim aren't part of the Am, right? The Tanya Idach, but a different price says Yechaper Elo Avadim. No, Yechaper is not including Levim. Yechaper is including Avadim, because Levim don't need to be included. My love, welcome to the Mar Sover Ikruam and Mar Sover Lo Ikruam. So he says that's what the Machlokas is. You already had a pasuk that includes that says the Mechaper for the Am HaKal. Now you have another one. The question is, does that include Levim or not? So if it includes Levim, they don't need another one for Levim. If it doesn't include Levim, so they need a separate kapar for Levim. Right? So that's the thing, that's the machlokas. Okay, that's the machlokas. That's the machlokas between these tanaim, and these are tanaim. So the Gemara asks, okay, fine. So for Rav, Yisrael Eikai Tanalayim, Yisrael Eikai Tanalayim. So which tana do you hold by? Rav. Right? Why are you in doubt? So it says, Misafka Lei Eikai Tanai Eikai Tanah. So he doesn't know. He wasn't sure. Okay? He wasn't sure. Rav didn't know which tana to mask him like. And Darsh Marmar, Chazak was it Rav? He said, Allah was like Rav. Okay, so the Gemara ties this in to that machlokas. To that machlokas by Avodah Yom Kippurim, when there's a limud, Torah is saying you have a kapara for the amakal. And then the question is does that naturally include the Levium or not? Right? Does that include the Levium? Right? Or do you need another, a separate limud to include the Levium? Right? So you understand, this doesn't really have anything to do with Manas Guna. Right? Totally separate thing. Right? Talking about in Kapara, Yom Kippurim, Avodas Yom Kippurim. It's Mechaper for the Am. Certain Avodas or whatever, certain things that the coin does on Yom Kippurim is Mechaper for the Am. And it's questioning whether it includes the Levium or doesn't include the Levium. Alright? So at this point, it seems hard to say that the question is particular, right? Particular to Balas Kahuna, right? Seems to be a general question. Is Arma Levium included in the term Am? When the Torah uses the term Am, does it include them or not? Right? Mickey Baker has a few interesting points. I mean, look at the Mickey Baker and Kafar Malach on the base. I mean, that doesn't really resolve all these problems, but Gilin Ashas, you see on the right column, on the Shish Kebab, it says, I am Barashi v'chumash, parashas v'briskei and soro. Okay, so the apostle, in Rashi and Chumash, it says, v'briskei and soro, v'shevet Levi malo b'nehem b'medbar. So Rashi says that it's talking about Levi, that they did a milah to their kids, the whole shevet, the milah to their kids in the midbar. Yeshua, hey, the chala am ha'yiludim ha'midbar lo malu. It says the whole am that was born in the midbar didn't do milah. Mashma and the levim lo kriyam. Because on the one hand it says, Rashi says that shevet Levi did do milah, but on the other hand it says the am didn't do milah. So what do you mean the am didn't do milah? So it implies that shevet Levi is not part of the am. Right, so you're saying the word Am there is used, right? It seems the word Am there is being used as a reference not to Levium, to not include Levium. So I guess that's what you're asking, is that you tell me, once you tell me this is a universal question, so then what about there? I mean, every time the word Am appears, and that's kind of like your point, it's like, you know, every time the word Am appears, it's like, sure, the term Am appears in Torah or in Nach multiple times, you can tell me every single time this is the same question, does it include Levium or not? I mean, it's hard to believe, right? But at the same time, it does seem to be the simplest way of reading this Gemara is that that's what's going on here, right? And look, if you just read our Gemara, our first Gemara, what does it sound like? Does it sound like it's a question about Manas Kahuna, or does it sound like it's a question about the Am? Right? It sounds like Am. That's what it says. You know, the Ekriyam and the Ekriyam. Only thing is, you'd say, nah, what are the odds, you know? We don't want to go there, we don't go universal. But you see, the Gemara does go universal. Right? So it's nice you don't want to, but it seems like it does. Right? So, you could say, that's just a question of the limud. How you know which way to learn is based upon how you interpret Am. But at the end of the day, you have a different idea of Manas Kahuna, whether or not Levium are included or not included. You know what I mean? Like, the cause of the machlokas could be how you doish the word Am. But at the end of the day, bottom line is one guy says, one side is holding Levium have to give, the other side is holding they don't have to give. So you could say that's going to affect your conceptual idea of how you understand Manas Kahuna. You know what I mean? So the way you know whether they're chayiv or not might be you have to look at the pasuk. But now that we don't know from the pasuk and it's not clear, it may end up with two different ideas about Manas Kahuna, which you can still define the difference. You know what I mean? So even though the source might be based upon how you learn the pasuk, but conceptually it might not be a question about, like, the Am might be conceptually a question about Am, or it might conceptually be a question about Manas Kahuna, and just the question of the limud is from Am. You follow what I mean or not? Like, let's say you have a question about, you have machlokas, certain, like, there's questions in the limud. Like, are you Doresh Smuchim or not? Like, when you have two Pesukim back to back, are you allowed to be Doresh, make a drash like from them or not? You know? question in certain Sfarim in the Torah you are, sometimes you're not, or I don't know, whatever. Random questions about, are you Dorish, Akalim, Paradim, or Chakim, Zemite? I don't know, whatever. There are lots of questions out there, you know? So now let's say what emerges from whether you're Dorish Smuchim or not is you have one guy, one position has a certain halacha by tzitzis, another guy doesn't have that halacha, based upon a limud. But still, you define, yeah, so now one position has a certain concept of what the Torah is teaching us around mitzvah tzitzis, another one is a different one. It could affect your conceptualization of mitzvah tzitzis. Even though the cause of the machlokes is an old question about how you're Dorish Psukim, but still what emerges is the two different ideas about tzitzis. You know what I mean? So the reason why you may hold it is not because you prefer a certain idea about tzitzis. You have to go by the limudim. But now that you have the limudim, what comes out is this different idea of tzitzis. Right? So even if the source of the machlokes or the suffix might be, we don't know how to be Dorish Pasuk. Pasuk says am, but does it affect the concept of Manas Kehuna, Matanos, whether Levi's included or not? Or is it just like a detail and who really cares? You know? So it's possible to say it doesn't. You could just say, look, Manas Kehuna is in Le'am. And that's it. No, are they part of Le'am or not part of Le'am? I don't know, but the conceptual idea of Manas Kehuna is in Le'am. So whether Levi is or isn't included is kind of irrelevant. It's just a question, is he part of the Am? Or it could be that the Am is just a reference to teaching the halacha, but maybe there's like a different idea about Manas Kehuna, which emerges. So you could say the question about Ikri Am, I mean, we haven't really defined it. But there's two ways to look at it. One way is like a limud idea. Like, what does the Torah mean when it says the word Am? Does it include them or does it not include them? Like, in limudim, like it's not necessarily a whole different conceptual idea of whatever, it's just like Stam. And Torah, look, the word Am can mean different things in different contexts. What does it mean? Stam? What's the Stam interpretation of the word? You know, which isn't like a whole conceptual question, it's a question in Limud. When the Torah writes this word, what's the default interpretation of the word, you know? And then, but the Svara is going to be, that's the question of Limudim. You have to have the meanings of words. You know, I mean, maybe we could try to define that, but that could just be a question in Limud. But what emerges is a different Svara by wherever it comes up, you know? Like the Torah could mean, you know, if it means, Torah wanted to include the limud, you would use a different word or whatever. It's just a word. It's just a limud. Or you could learn it like it's a different concept in am and how you understand the am, or, you know. So like certain things in limudim are just a matter of limudim. It doesn't necessarily mean you have a whole different worldview about the am. It could just be the different meanings of am. Sometimes am means this. Sometimes am by there means this. By here means this. What's the stam limud, you know? So then I don't know if that's the svara. That could just be the mechanics of how you learn it out. But the svara might be a svara about Manas Kehuna. But I would agree with you that I think the simpler way to proceed, at least, I mean, I think we can think about both, but it would seem like we should see if we come up as far about that ground, you know, see if it's general, you know. So let's look at what's doing for itself, right? So what are the different kaparas? So you have a kapara for separate kaparas for the Kohen and for Israel? Yes or no? Are there separate kaparas?
Seems like, yeah.
Yeah, but in real life, I mean, forget limudim, just like actually in the Seder of Olos Yom Kippurim. Okay, do we remember? Is there actually a separate kapara for Kohanim and for Yisraelim?
No.
What's that?
Sounded like
no. Yeah. So it turns out yes. Okay. Turns out yes. You'll remember when I tell you. But there's the par. Which is he does the, you know, paro, you know, his par, and he does vidoy on the par for him, and then for him and all the kohanim, right? That's the par. And then there's the sayer, which is the sirim shaleach, and the sir, which is goes bifnim, and the sirim shaleach is kapar is for the am, right? It's basically his vidoy for everyone else. So the avonos of sirim shaleach is for the am, and then the par is for the kohanim. And there's a separate vidoy for the kohanim. His family and all Kohanim, Kol Echav HaKohanim, and then there's a Vidur for Klal Yisrael at large. Right? So there actually is a separate Mechaper for Kohanim and for Klal Yisrael, right? But there's no separate thing for Levium. There just isn't. There's no such thing like that. So where are Levium? Where are they? Right? Where are they? So I think the answer is, based on this Tosus which he cites, is that they're part of the Yisrael. Part of Klal Yisrael, not part of the Kohanim. They're part of the Am. Part of Klal Yisrael. Right? So in fact, they really are included under the Am, right? Aye, but what do you mean? One position holds that you have Am, and then you have Yechaper separately, but for the Levim, right? So, but I thought you told me they're not part of the Am.
So it turns out that's just in Limud. How do you know that there's a Kapara for Levim? There's a separate Riboy. Okay, you need a separate Riboy to tell you. But now that there is, they're included under the Mechapar of the Am. Actually, are included under the Mechapar of the Am. So it's just a question of, like, in Limud, you need a separate Limud to include the Levim. But even if you do, don't think it means they actually have a separate Mechapar. They don't. There is no separate Mechapar for Levim. It's just a separate word in the Pasuk which teaches it to you. So it seems to indicate that halachically they really are part of the Am, right? They don't have a separate mechaper. It's just a question in Limud. In Limud, when the word said, Torah says the word Am, does it include Levim or does it not include Levim, you know? Which indicates that saying it's not really a conceptual question about are they part of the Am or not, because they're definitely part of it in terms of the halacha. It's a question of, like, what does the Torah mean when it says the word Am? Which would lean towards the other way. You know, saying is that it's not really a question about Am or not. So that's just a question of Limud, what the word Am means. But conceptually, the Svara is, you know, something about Ma'as Kehuna. I mean, over there, though, I don't know what the Nafkamina is. Like, why this other case we don't get born, there is no Nafkamina. Because either way, they're part of the... no one's holding they actually have a separate Mechaber, it's just a question of Limud. I don't think there is a Nafkamina. Not that I know. It's a Limud question. But here, there's actually an Afghan. Do Levim have to give or not? So, that's just an argument to go. I mean, you can look at that dosis. But, so after all this is all done, I don't really know which way to go. But I'm convinced that it's legitimate to give Svaras both ways. And see what happens, you know? Just bring that in. I mean, I didn't really go through that dosis that thoroughly. But it's dosis in Shuras. You know, it just started getting me confusing and confused and...